Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this fourth Sunday of Easter is found again in the book of Acts, chapter 4. We read verses 15 through 33. After they had ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered, "Decide whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." After they had threatened them further, they let them go. They found no way to punish them because all of the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man on whom this miraculous sign of healing was performed was over 40 years old. After Peter and John were released, they went to their own friends and reported everything the high priests and the elders had said. When they heard this, with one mind they raised their voices to God and said, "Master, you are the God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. By the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David, your servant, you said, 'Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers are gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed one. For certainly, in this city, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and people of Israel, were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did whatever your hand and your plan had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, look at their threats and give to your servants the ability to keep on speaking your word with all boldness as you stretch out your hand to heal and as signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus.' After they prayed, the place where they were gathered was shaken. Also, everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued to speak the word of God with boldness. The whole group of believers was one in heart and soul. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they held everything in common. The apostles continued to testify about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ with great power, and abundant grace was on all of them. This is the word of God. Dear people of God, Peter and John had healed the lame man in the temple. And then they were arrested for it, and they had to spend the night in jail. The next day, they were dragged in front of the Sanhedrin to answer for their kind deed. And they were told to stop preaching the name of Jesus. Sometimes things happen that hurt us way more than they should. We step back and we wonder, what's going on? Why did that hurt so much? That wasn't that big a deal, and yet I'm all broken about it. That hurt way more than expected. We wonder, where is God? Where's all this help I'm supposed to be getting? Now, the Lord doesn't have to give us anything. The Lord has already done plenty. The Lord has given us the blood of his holy Son, for goodness sakes. He has given us the full and free forgiveness of our sins through that blood. The Lord has given us salvation in Jesus' name without us lifting a finger. What more do we want? Well, we want more, don't we? And so the Lord has given us more. He's given us his word. He's given us each our own Bibles and the ability to read. We just take that for granted. That was a big deal in Luther's day. Luther was insistent that the children be taught how to read. so that everyone can read the scriptures for themselves. And more than the word, the Lord has given us holy baptism, which tells us immediately when we get into this world that the Almighty God loves you. The Lord has also given us his Holy Supper that we take once a month and get this personal reminder. Jesus gave his body and blood for you. The Lord has given us his word and sacrament so that we never have to forget that the Lord loves us. What more do we want? We want more. And so, sometimes, not always, but sometimes, the Lord will give us a nudge, a pat on the back, to encourage us in some other way. Usually it comes in the form of a friend who says just the right thing at the right time, or maybe gives you a hug, or maybe gives you a scolding that you need. Or maybe it comes by means of a child who says that silly thing that makes you break down, or gives you a hug for no reason, or gives you that look that melts your heart. The Lord knows what you need. And he has given you everything that you need. He's given you his word and sacrament for your salvation. But sometimes the Lord sends us something else. He can. The Lord knows. Peter and John had a rough day. They were thrown into prison overnight for healing someone in the name of Jesus. The church grew that day to 5,000 men. And Peter and John had to spend the night in jail for it. Thanks, God. Why can't everything go right just once? Well, we know why. The Bible's pretty clear on that. If everything went all correctly, we would get puffed up. We would become self-important. And we would forget who deserves all glory and credit. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, "To keep me from becoming arrogant due to the extraordinary nature of these revelations, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, so that I would not become arrogant." We need the cross in our life to keep us humble and to keep us reliant on God and on his word. All glory and praise belongs to him alone, not at all to us. When things go wrong, it's because I have messed them up. When things go right, all praise be to Jesus. We're told today now that Peter and John, after they were let out of jail, went and told the gathering of believers that we think may have been at Mark's house, Mark's family's home. And the apostles reported to the church there what had happened. But instead of feeling sorry for them, the church took the opportunity to praise the Lord. They prayed to the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Savior, and the Holy Paraclete, the one who's in control of all things and who guides his church just the way he wants it to go. Not at all in the way the disciples wanted it to go, but the mysterious way that God wanted it to go. The group of believers quote King David in Psalm 2. "Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers are gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed one." The group reminds Peter and John that of course they were arrested and chewed out. The world will never be on the side of the word of God. They will never appreciate God's love and God's mercy.
Of course they were mistreated. Because Peter and John, you're on the side of Jesus.
Jesus told us that the world would treat us in the same way.
To suffer for his name, to endure mockery for Jesus' sake, is supposed to be a great privilege for the followers of Christ.
And the group of believers ask in their prayer, not for ease as they go forward. They do not ask the Lord to make the road of their ministry very smooth. Rather, they ask for boldness, so that Peter and John and all the rest of them will keep on speaking your word.
The world's not going to change. The world is not going to listen to our warnings, hear the Lord's promises, and just one day up and say, you know what? You're right.
We need to stop all of our sin and stubbornness. Your way with Jesus is the right way. No, that's not going to happen. And Jesus promised us that the world, instead of doing that, is only going to get more wicked and more violent and more anti-Christian. Just look around. Turn on the TV. Look out your window. Walk down the street and see what the world has become.
This is why this group of Christians here with Peter and John asked that the Lord's hand be with them to help them do their tasks in the name of Jesus.
And when their prayer was done, Luke tells us that the place where they were gathered was shaken.
See, that's the attaboy that they needed that day. God's hand was with them. And then they were filled with the Holy Spirit to continue their work. And the Spirit didn't come through the shaking of the house. The Spirit came the way the Spirit always comes, through the word and sacrament. And on this day, the Spirit came through the word of Psalm chapter 2 that they quoted and that they prayed through.
The Lord answered their prayer, like the Lord always answered prayer.
He answers them through his word. He talks to us through his word. And he blesses and strengthens us through his sacrament.
But on this day,
the Lord gave these disciples a little extra, because they needed it, because the Lord is good.
And then we're told that all the believers became very generous.
They realized that they were alone in the world. No one in this world was going to take care of them, so they better take care of one another. And so they shared everything they had. They shared things in a way that has never been duplicated in this world, without greed or laziness, which always wrecks these things in the world. They shared their possessions. And miracle of miracles, it worked for them at that time. And better, what it did was to allow the apostles to continue to testify about the resurrection.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed, and we will rise with him on the last day when he comes to take us home. Or, if we are so fortunate, we will get to be with the Lord before the last day, as he sends his angels to take us to Abraham's side, while our bodies rest in the ground preparing for their glorification, while we go to the paradise that the Lord has prepared for us.
That's encouraging.
Widen your sight to see God's greater plan. The trivial matters in this world that we worry about, that make us cry, they are nothing compared with the everlasting love and the paradise that the Lord has prepared for us. So do your work. Do the best that you can.
Be kind to your neighbor, especially when he is not nice to you.
And endure in the true faith, shunning all temptations to want to curse God or to question his goodness.
Be God's people.
He will come for you in his own time. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.